Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, let's bounce around the NFL before we bring it back to one winning drive. I guess this is a surprise retirement. Frank Ragnow.
Yeah.
All-pro center for the Detroit Lions posted on social media that he's retiring after 7 years.
Yeah, 29 years old. And he played, you said he played the whole season.
16 games last year.
Yeah, that's a kind of a shocker. And, you know, you just don't go find an all-pro center on June 2nd.
Yeah, say he's suffering a torn pec, and then he's been dealing with knee, back, and toe injuries. But 29 years old, a guy that should be, like, playing into the second phase of his contract, his rookie deal, now shutting her down here. So he said, I've tried to convince myself that I'm feeling good, but I'm not. It's time to prioritize my health and my family's future. So he done.
I guess after a while, Bob, that just tired of something always bothering you. You know, you're always rehabbing and not, you know, really getting a chance to, like, really work out because, like I said, there's always something you had surgery on or you got to rehab from.
Now, the timing for Detroit
sucks.
Yeah. I mean, because you're at OTAs, you're weeks away from mandatory minicamp, and, you know, 2 months, I guess, from training camp here.
Yeah. I'm sure Dan Campbell will put a positive light on it somehow, probably saying, you know, they've heard whispers, so they... And I don't know if they drafted a center or not, Bob, to be totally honest. So, if they had, then maybe they were preparing for it.
Zach Jackson from The Athletic says Joe Flacco right now is the favorite to win the Browns quarterback battle. Remember 2 years ago, he helped them get into the playoffs. Then he helped them get eliminated in that playoff game by throwing a bunch of pick sixes and such. But at least for now, Vinny, as you said earlier, it looks like he will get the job to start the year. And unless he goes full on Flacco, you know, vintage, he probably won't be the starter by the middle of the year with those young dudes on the team and Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, I would think Flacco will be the starter. And with their schedule, I mean, their schedule is really hard. So if either Shadur, you know, or the kid from Oregon, if they do well.
Dylan Gabriel, yeah.
Yeah, if they do well, Bob, like in the preseason games and stuff, then once they start losing a few games and they figure that let's go with the youth, then I think Joe will be a 4-6 game starter, unless they start out like, you know, crazy.
Well, they start against Cincinnati, and right. Don't the Bengals usually crap the bed
early,
so maybe he starts them off with a W. Stephon Diggs showed up today to organize team activities for
rightfully
the New England Patriots.
So. Yeah, because if he hadn't, you know, they showed him on a yacht down in Miami with Cardi B, and then he's flirting with these other three girls, and Vrabel had to comment on it, and he wasn't happy about it, you know, because all the other players are at the OTAs while he's out on a boat. You know, then Diggs posts videos of himself working out down in Miami, and he looked pretty good. So I'm sure the agent and him say, hey, and probably Vrabel, better get your ass up here.
Yeah, let's not forget he blew his ACL
right
last year, week 8 for Houston. So trying to reestablish himself as, you know, an upper echelon wide receiver. But the last thing they want is any sort of drama here, Vrabel's first year. But if Diggs can still play, turning it into a football discussion. And what, Scott Zolak, another former Terp, he's hinting that he might get whacked, Diggs, before they even get out of training camp.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, having Diggs would be big. Especially, I mean, you got a young quarterback.
Yeah.
Having Diggs, you know, a guy like that. And, Bob, I don't know if you saw those videos, but he looked quick and explosive in the videos of his recovery.
NFL lunch here on this Monday. Bob Hedy, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Let's get back to the Ravens. And we talked about Mark Andrews last hour with Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun. And here's Mark Andrews' question was, you were subject to trade rumors all offseason long. Are you surprised you're even a Raven right now?
For me, I've always talked about it. It's always, you know, just putting in the work, and whatever the cards are played, they're played. But I focus on myself and this team and, you know, and let all the other stuff, you know, deal however it's going to be dealt with. But extremely excited to be here. This is an incredible organization. I'm very thankful to be here for my 8th year. And yeah, it's awesome to be here.
I think with Mark, I think the Ravens are all in. So I think any trade talk would be if Lamar got hurt, you know, and he was going to miss the rest of the season. Otherwise, it makes no sense because they're too good a football team.
With that.
Yeah. And he can only control what he can control. And if he goes out and plays well, you know, then will he be up for a new contract? Probably be a discussion. You'd have to discuss. Because, Bob, we didn't think Ronnie Stanley was coming back.
No.
You know, and then he played well at the end. And then you kind of see, well, there's not really many guys out there and stuff. And they paid Ronnie. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's not over yet, because there's a lot of, what if Likely got hurt? You know, I mean, you never know.
Yeah, and I was going to say, unlike Stanley, Andrews' in-house replacement's already on a roster, and that's outplayed him at times. But speaking of contract security, would you prefer to have that before you kick off against the Bills, Mark Andrews?
It's not for me to deal with that. I thought Eric had a great way of saying he's in the business of keeping great players, and for me, I think, you know, I'm a great player. You know, I think I've been able to do it at the highest level, you know, the best of the best for a long time, and I'm not slowing down. So,
Bob, let me just say this. I saw him one day at practice last Wednesday, and he looked quick and he looked explosive getting in and out of cuts and stuff. He looked like his typical Mark Andrews, the way he works, you can't get a guy, I wouldn't imagine, that practices any harder, plays any harder, you know, because the dude works.
Yeah, allow myself to introduce myself.
I'm a great player. Yeah, hey, you guys don't know?
I'm
a great player.
Real quick, a guy who has been a great player, now on the Ravens roster, DeAndre Hopkins. So how's old Hopkins looking as you see it, Mark Andrews?
He looks great. He looks really, really good. He's been making some big plays, and I think he's going to be great for offense. You know, just being versatile, have a guy that catches the ball extremely well, runs really fluid routes, and knows the game well. And he looks like, you know, he's out here, he's flying around. He looks really good.
I would totally agree with that. I mentioned it, you know, when we talked to Brian Wacker. I mean, he kind of, like Wester jumped out, he did too. You know, D-Hop jumped out and making some nice catches, contested catches, toe taps on the sidelines. Yeah.
And we talked a couple weeks back, and Brian just mentioned it too. It's different than when Beckham was here 2 years ago. Odell Beckham on the downside of his career. I believe he's out of the league right now, where Hopkins is coming in here, not only bringing the star power fancy name, still has some game.
Yeah, and the other thing he's not bringing, Bob, is with Odell, it was a show. You know, it was all, you know, all the camera, everything was all on him. You know, he was a celebrity.
Right, but he wasn't a distraction, though.
He was not a distraction because he worked his butt off. He was a celebrity because of who he was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know, you know, I mean, because they were saying, you know, with Odell, you know, like if they had a bye week, he may be in London or something. You know, I mean, all over, where D-Hop, I think, is more like zeroed in on football.
We'll come back, talk some baseball, American League East style. Orioles swept the White Sox, revisit that. Look at the standings, yesterday's scores, and look ahead to this week's early schedule in the division. Then back to your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Mark Andrews, is he primed for a return to I'm pretty badass, great player stuff, as we just heard, or is he playing out the string? And Isaiah Likely is going to get that tight.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
And money.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Time for the American League East report here on this Monday. Orioles, they swept the White Sox yesterday 3-2. Finale, Charlie Morton goes 6-plus, 6 2/3 to be exact. 7 Ks, picks up his second consecutive win out of the rotation. Beat the Cardinals, if you remember. On Memorial Day Monday, Dylan Carlson, Ryan O'Hearn, Ramon Urias all drove in runs. Brian Baker got the save. Orioles have won 6 of 8 So they're starting to trend in a more positive direction. Still a long way to go. We'll get to the standings here in a minute to be considered real in regards to threats, not to the Yankees, but maybe to some sort of wild card consideration. But losing's better than winning. And we've been talking a lot about the Orioles losing. The manager's already been bleep canned. They've already brought in John Mabry as a consultant, assistant, advisor, whatever terms they use nowadays to that thing. Injuries have been a problem since last Friday. Cedric Mullins, Ryan Mountcastle, they're on the IL, just as Kowser and Westberg and Laureano are about to come back. So it is what it is. You're trying to improvise, adapt, and overcome. And do what you have to do. But the Orioles are off today at Seattle. Three-game series starting tomorrow night. Tomo Sugano, 4-3 with a 3.23 against George Kirby, who's 0-2 with an 11.42. But he missed the early part of the season with an injury. Mariners, team batting average isn't all that great, but they can blast some home runs. Cal Raleigh leads baseball with 22. Julio Rodriguez is now in double digits. So they can thump a little bit for sure. And they're up there in run production, a little better than middle of the pack. Orioles are still trying to find their way in that category. Still not all that great, the Orioles, with runners in scoring position. So this is a first-place team that they're facing in Seattle. Let's see if the Orioles can maybe go out west, win a couple series in a row, get back to Baltimore, and maybe have June that we can be thankful and hopeful for. I think Gunnar Henderson's about to explode here in the month of June.
If
but
not,
that's
his head's
just me.
Gonna explode.
Yeah, his helmet, his head, yeah. His bat, something. But I think Gunner's on the verge of maybe busting out here. I don't know if you saw the news over the weekend. Anthony Santander was placed on the IL in Toronto as he's been dealing with some stuff. And then Corbin Burnes pitching against the Nats yesterday, throws a pitch in anger, immediately waves for assistance from the Diamondbacks dugout. Me and my cousin Al were watching the game. And you could hear him say elbow. And that was it. Torey Lovullo came out and made the move. He did meet with the media after the game, Corbin Burnes. So we'll see. It's all going to be about MRIs and PET scans and dog scans and this, that, and the other. But it did not look good for Corbin Burnes. Hopefully it's nothing more than just mild discomfort. He misses a couple starts. Goes on the shelf for 10 days. But who really knows in this day and age where it's almost like a rite of passage. No matter who you are, what level pitcher you are, Tommy John's going to be part of your future.
Yeah.
But thankfully, because of modern technology, you can resume your baseball career. Prior to Tommy John surgery, you blew out your elbow. You were done. Your career was over. Now you can come back and reestablish yourself and in some cases be better than you were before. Said injury. Anyway, American League East yesterday, Red Sox taking on the Bravos, and a much maligned Red Sox veteran came through in the clutch yesterday.
High drive, center field, Harris back again, looking up, and it's off the wall. In to score, Devers, Abreu coming in. Here comes Marcelo coming in. Everybody scores. Trevor Story narrowly missing a home run there and makes it 3-0.
That is Sportsnet on the call. 3-1 was the final score. Or excuse me, Nesson on the call. The Red Sox beat the Braves 3-1 there. Garrett Crochet gets the win. He goes 7 innings pitched, 12 strikeouts. Garrett Crochet, Tommy John surgery a couple years ago when he was in Chicago with the White Sox. Red Sox win that series 2-1. Speaking of Sportsnet, Blue Jays, Santander, by the way, went on the shelf with a shoulder. And they lost Varsho with a hammy yesterday, too. Just as they're starting to play some good baseball, like yesterday against the A's, where the Orioles will be later, Sacramento. And old Barger dropping a Barger bomb.
And he's hit it hard to deep right, and it is gone!
Dan Schulman on the call. 8-4 final score. Barger, 3-run homer. Vlad Jr., 2-for-4, a couple of ribbies. Swanson gets the win in relief. As the Blue Jays sweep the A's 4 games, they won 5 in a row all of a sudden. In the division, Tampa taking on the Astros. All right, not exactly a slugfest because this is kind of the only run of the game.
Walker goes after the first pitch, and it's 1-0 Astros. He'll dump one in front of Jake Maglin, and Pena scores standing up. Christian Walker, RBI number 26 on the year.
Former Oriole Christian Walker, Space City Sportsnet. And that was all she wrote. First inning, Ribby. It held up. Hunter Brown, he goes six innings pitch, picks up his eighth win of the season, which leads Major League Baseball. Right-hander, 8-3 with a .183 ERA. Josh Hader, former Oriole, picked up his 15th save. The two teams, Tampa and Houston, split before a game series. And then last night, as you would expect, national TV extravaganza. The Yankees avoided a sweep, and this guy helped the cause.
To center field, squared up. Edmund is just watching this thing. Wow! Dead central, touch him all time, Ben Rice.
ESPN, Carl Ravitch on the call. Two-run shot for Ben Rice. Ryan Yarbrough, outstanding yesterday. Six innings pitch. He's now 3-0 on the year as the Yankees salvage one 7-3. I mean, it was position player pitching on Saturday as the Dodgers clobber New York into submission, and LA does win the series 2-1, and the Dodgers did hit three homers in a losing effort, but New York gets out of LA with a W. Only one game on the schedule tonight in the American League East. The Angels are at the Red Sox. Mike Trout's back. He had a pinch hit single yesterday. Cleveland's at New York starting tomorrow. Philly's at Toronto. LA's at Boston. And of course, the Texas Rangers at Tampa, and the Orioles are in Seattle. Standings real quick as we start a new week here on the show. New York 5.5 games up on the Blue Jays in the East. Boston 6.5, or excuse me, Tampa 6.5, Boston 8.5. Orioles are still in last place, everybody. 14 games off the pace. Tigers 6 games up on the Guardians in the Central. Mariners half game up on Houston in the West. Mets have reclaimed first place over the struggling Phillies. They're a game up. Philadelphia's lost 4 in a row. In the Central, Cubs are 4 games up on the Cardinals. And out West, Dodgers 2 games up on the Padres. And then San Francisco sits 3 back. Arizona's fallen off the pace a little bit. 8 out of there, and maybe minus Corbin Burns for the long haul. And we talked earlier about Colorado. I mean, 9. It's June 2nd, and they haven't won 10 games yet. 23 wins, if that's what they're, I believe it's 23. That's not even a bad NBA season. I mean, that is dreadful baseball. 9-50, the worst start, as you would expect, in the modern era of Major League Baseball. They're 3-28
on the road,
and their run differential is -185. And you think the Orioles got it tough. We'll come back, take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. Talk about Mark Andrews. Wait, if you're expecting him statistically to accomplish something, what would it be? Health permitting, obviously. You want to talk about the Orioles? We could do that. We'll talk about the NBA Finals. As the Knicks are gone, it's Indiana against OKC. We can do that. Anything you want to get into, then it's a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw before Inside Access takes over.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores!
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Over at two. We are 6 weeks away from the All-Star break, so let's start having some summer-like weather. We've already passed Memorial Day, so let's keep this positivity rolling. Enough of the rain, enough of the cold. Let's feel some summer here, even though we're going to be talking about football, because OTAs are happening three times this week, then again next week, then mandatory minicamp, and then that's a break till training camp, and you know, got the Hall of Fame game. I mean, what is it, June 2nd? We're less than 3 months away from Maryland playing football, for instance, and preseason football coming to an end. Ravens start on the 7th, or that weekend, anyway.
Yeah, it'll be here before we know it.
But let's enjoy the hotness, and the Orioles are playing some good baseball. They're not the 69 Orioles by any stretch of the imagination. Let's get out to the phones. Go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's happening?
Man, I just want to thank y'all for making me a celebrity, man. I could be in the supermarket. People hear me talk and say, hey, ain't you that guy on the radio? I said, no, that ain't me. It sure sounds like you. I said, it's me.
You should have dropped and did 15 push-ups to show how your new total gym's been working out for you.
Yeah, but look, when Ed was talking, everything he said, I said, man, if a manager gave a team a speech like that, they ought to jump up for joy and get out there and play like they should play and stop playing like the Bad News Bears. Because when, like you say, on that backhand, get in front of the ball, get it with two hands, you know young people like style points. They want to look cute. I don't care what you say. I was young. You were young. We know what it's like to be admired by your peers. And they, you know, pat you on the back and stuff, say, man, that was a funky play you did. But a lot of times you make a mistake doing that, man, trying to be cute. But I just like the way Ed comes on there every day, man. And my other boy is Ray. And I'm letting y'all know, I might start recording y'all, but I'm trying to make sure it ain't no infringements. And I know I can't rebroadcast what we hear and what y'all say. So I might try to put it on Facebook.
Well, you don't have to. Hey, look, I don't know how tech savvy you are, Joe. You can just go to download the Odyssey app and you listen to it whenever you want.
Yeah, but I had to go through too much. So I'm thinking about using AI and let it listen to the radio for the hours that you're on, and when it picks up Ray and Ed and all the other guys that I like listening to, and some of them other ones that I laugh at, the AI will record it on its own, and then I can come home and just hear everybody I want to hear and put it on YouTube, because I know a lot of people don't hear what I hear because they say they don't have Odyssey. But anyway, man, that's all I call to talk about. Ed hit it right on point, man. I'm wondering if that manager could give a speech like that to the Orioles, and that would correct some of that doggone mistakes, man. Take it easy, y'all.
All right, there's Joe. Maybe not with the timber that Ed and Arbutus can bring. Do you understand anything he said about recording the show, like AI? Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Joe's got the AI technology that's going to do all the work for him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to see the end results on that one.
But you can download the Odyssey app, and can't you fast forward to any spot in the show?
You can do a whole lot more on there. Yeah. You can do, we got all of our, the entire show's on there. Oh. You get like rewind for 24 to 48 hours with all the segments labeled, but it lives forever. The full show gets podcasted every day.
Yeah.
So, and it's free. The Odyssey app's free. You don't have to pay for it.
Cool. He said AI. I was like, what the hell does Allen Iverson have to do with any of this? All right, let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Samaj at Gwin Oak. Samaj, thanks for holding. What's up, man?
What's up, Big Bob Haney?
How you doing, dude?
That's all good, man. No mask behind the screen, behind the glass. Coach, I'm not sure if Coach is still up in there or not. If you are, I hope so.
I'm here.
All right, good. Glad everything's well, Vinny. Well, before I get to the Andrews comment, I'm just going to just say, because I just have to say this, that it's just whoopity-doo-doo. The O's have finally swept a daggone series. And I'm just, you know, tickled by that, because we've got the third worst team in the league, sweeping the second to last worst team in the league. But I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take any feel-good from the orange and black I can get. And maybe Charlie Morton has got a little fountain of youth, and maybe he can get back to who we've known him to be most of his career for the second half of the season. That would be fantastic. We could just count on at least one to two guys in the rotation.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's enough of that. NBA Bob, I'm just a little salty. I'm hating this whole week off. I ain't got a dog in the race this year between my three teams, so I just wanted seven games every day going around, every series. And, of course, this ain't happening after getting spoiled like heck for the first two rounds, which this playoff this year started off as the best playoff I've seen in probably 25 years. It's been a big drop-off with the conference final, especially only going five games each, or five games in one or six games in the other. This whole week off crap till Friday is just like, what?
Yeah,
like,
and Oklahoma City has a tendency to pound teams into submission, too. I think Indiana
doubt.
Will try, but they're barring a crazy turn of events, I think the Thunder are going to put a foot up their rear end.
Most likely they'll take it in six. As much as I'm going to enjoy the pace and the offensive action this finals, I don't think Indy's ready for that Oklahoma clamp that they're going to see on the defensive side. And I'd be surprised if this goes more than six games. I would think, you know, the money bet would be OKC in six, maybe even five. You know, give him a gentleman sweep. But back to Big Mark. Hey, man, I would like to see this. Since they're keeping the push in, I like for Big Mark to lead the league in push tight end and tight end scores and just push accomplishments. For between first downs and goal line, I like for Big Mark to lead the league in that. And what the hell? Even though we got D Hop, maybe D Hop might just still be a flat out number two all the way around, and maybe Big Mark can lead the league in tight ends. Well, I'm not going to say that, because Lamar just got too many weapons all over the place. Shout out to EDC. I just would like for Big Mark to finish top three. How about top three, just AFC and tight end score? So to lead the league in push accomplishment and top three in tight end score. That's what I like to see out of Big Mark and for however long he's here. Thanks for taking my call, fellas. As always, go Terps.
Yeah, hell yeah, Samaj. Thank you. Great calls.
The only thing I would say, Bob, is down on the goal line, I'm giving it to Henry, you know? I mean, I got 250 pounds back there and just hammer it. Plus, I can run some option ball with a quarter. I think on the short yardage stuff, great. But on the goal line, I'm giving it to Henry.
Yeah, and Andrews did lead the NFL tight ends in touchdowns. Yeah. I mean, it averaged less than 40 yards a game receiving. Yeah. So that might be a sign of some decline, or as you said, maybe doesn't separate like he used to. And likely he's got big playability from any spot on the field. But as Samaj said, I mean, Lamar is a weapon himself, and he's got a ton of toys to play with here. And year three of Todd Mungin's offense, too? Yeah. The offensive potential is pretty impressive.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see the new tweaks that they're going to put in to the offense.
When we come back, Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. No Orioles tonight. Coming up tomorrow, Turn It Up Tuesday. Vinny's out to one winning drive, so we'll have live reports coming from OTAs week two.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with the Ravens. Texter says everyone's focused on Andrews and Likely. Which one gets paid? How long are you keeping them? But what do you think their plans are for the other free agent tight end, Charlie Kohler? I feel like you could get him on a short-term friendly deal as a depth piece since his role is pretty much set.
I totally agree. He may be the first one of the tight ends to sign because it may be like a Bateman kind of thing. You know, I could see something like that happening.
Over to the Orioles, texter here says, between the team's stinginess and the growing number of pitching injuries across the league, I believe Mike Elias wants to build his rotation on a year-to-year basis. That explains the short-term deals we've seen for vets. Only pitchers that'll be here for more than 2 years at a time are the young ones they draft or trade for as prospects.
Well, if we want to refer to team stinginess a year plus into the David Rubenstein regime, okay. They did try to make Corbin Burns the highest paid annual pitcher in the history of baseball. So whatever. And they did increase payroll by $77 million. Even if they're stingy, they better spend dough this offseason. And they've got, what, six of the top 100 picks in this year's draft, including 19, 30, and 31. Draft pitching. Start investing in some arms and hopefully college arms that can get up here sooner rather than later. Unless, Mike Elias, you want to dance that 5-year, $200 million contract with a pitcher whose arm's going to fall off eventually. But as we were talking last week, Nolan, if said pitcher comes in, they win the World Series within those 3 years before the Tommy John, money well spent, I would think.
This one here in reference to the Elias detractors says, if he ends up being wrong about a lot of these players that they've drafted early on, well, then go ahead and consider every other so-called baseball expert and analyst wrong as well. It wasn't just Elias telling us how great these guys were. It was everyone in the business echoing the same thing. Top prospect rankings year after year. I have a hard time believing that everyone was wrong about all these young players.
What we've discussed with the Mayos and the Kerstats, now Holiday's playing like a 1-1. That second wave hasn't been like the first wave was with the Adleys, the Gunners, the Graysons. I mean, that Westberg, that wave was all-star pitching in playoff games. That was the wave that helped you win 101 games and winning record in the second half of 22 and then make the playoffs again last year. This next wave hasn't replaced, like Kerstad hasn't replaced Santander right field or replaced the production. And we'll see what Mayo can do to replace the now injured Ryan Mountcastle. Be nice if, you know, some of these free agent guys would earn their money. O'Neill, Sanchez, et cetera, et cetera.
Last text of the day comes from Jay in Hereford, says, not really sure what was going on with Kobe Mayo's rundown incident that cleared the benches the other day. I guess it's a good idea if the player you're running into is actually in the base path, but what he did was so obvious and such a failure that he deserved to get a little heat from Sosa and others on the field. It's like when a quarterback flops for a penalty in football, you're going to get a little crap from the opposing team when they catch you.
Let's be honest. If that would have been reversed where it was a White Sox player running at Holiday, we'd be here Monday talking about what a jerk that White Sox player was.
Yeah, no doubt.
At least what a fool.
Yeah, because
it was a dumb play.
Yeah, it accomplished nothing. I mean, even the White Sox are like, all right, I'll just tag you. And the umpire's like, you're out. According to one of our callers earlier, though, it was a smart play. Yeah. All right, whatever. I didn't see it that way. But, hey, at least the bullpen's got exercise. They got to run into the field and then walk back out there as usual. That's going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow. Turn it up Tuesday. Inside Access about to take over here. Vinny's heading out to One Winning Drive tomorrow at noon, so he'll be here from noon to 2. Maybe we'll do some evil this, evil that. Who knows? Preview the Orioles and Mariners. We know Kevin Ostreicher is going to be joining us, so stick around for that. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you tomorrow. For now, pass dismissed.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.